We've had a delightful time here in Wessington Springs at your all Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm visiting this time around with Sarah Poncelo. She's been in 4-H for about 5 years. Sarah, thank you for visiting with us today. And I understand you've been pretty busy here at Achievement Days. Tell us about your photography.
I went to Colorado, and we took pictures of the mountains and stuff like that. I also have family there. I also took pictures of my horses and, like, my brother.
And how did you do with those pictures?
I haven't shown them yet, but I think I did pretty good compared to my past years.
What do you like most about photography?
I like the ideas and, like, being creative and seeing other people do it as well.
And speaking of being creative, you entered a couple of clay projects. Tell us about those.
Yes, I did a bowl, like a cereal bowl, and a mortar and pestle.
So how do you go about making the bowl?
First you get your clay, and you have to, like, smack it out and get, like, the air bubbles out, and then you can knead it with, like, water and stuff like that on your hands. And then you have to put it in a kiln, and then you have to paint it, and then put it in the kiln and paint it again.
How long does it take to form the bowl in the first place?
It really depends on what you're doing and, like, the person, how critical you want to be. It took me, like, maybe 3 days of, like, in class, 3 days in class. So.
And then once you fire it in the kiln, you paint it and you fire it again. So can you use this bowl for, like, eating food from?
I can, yes. Sometimes you have to use, like, a special glaze that's food safe, so I can.
And you mentioned you made a mortar and pestle as well. Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, my brother and I were just, like, kind of playing in the pasture and, like, collecting berries and stuff like that, so I just thought it would be really funny.
And how did you make out with those projects?
I did pretty good. I got a purple and a blue.
And you also are doing some painting. Tell us about those.
I did 3 watercolor paintings and an acrylic. The acrylic was of a tree blowing in the wind, and the other 2 paintings were one of an orca whale and the other of a humpback whale. And then I also have one of a wolf, like, kind of howling into the night.
And you use 2 different types of paints for them, watercolor and acrylic. Which one do you like to use most?
I like them both. I think I use watercolor just a little bit more because I have more of it and it's not as expensive. But I like them both, so.
Now, outside of Achievement Days, I understand you're doing some work with horses. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's really fun. I have 2 horses, a sorrel and a black, and this year was my first year, so I just did showmanship with the sorrel.
And do you plan on doing some more with the horses in the future?
Yeah, I really want to. This year I just practiced with a friend's horse, and I think I really like to do trail and, like, maybe ranch riding, stuff like that.
And Sarah, you've been involved in 4-H for 5 years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I'd like to do more stuff with horses, and my mom works at a vet clinic, so I'd like to do something with that. I guess just see what it comes with.
And Sarah, one final question. If someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, in other words, why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I tell them that it's really fun. You get to learn a lot of new stuff. You get to do stuff you wouldn't normally get to do, and it's just, like, a different experience than something you could get on, like, a YouTube channel.
Sarah Poncelo with Chiral Buffalo County 4-H, we thank you for visiting with us today, and we wish you continued success with Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Sarah Poncelo here at Chiral Buffalo County 4-H Achievement Days in Wessington Springs. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.